You're listening to the A Brief Chat podcast feed at abriefchat.com. Each day I'm sending out a poem from Revolutionary Letters by Diane de Prima. Canticle of St. Joan for Robert Duncan. 1. It is in God's hands. How can I decide France shall be free? And yet with the clear song of thrush, of starling, comes the word decide, for human agency is freely chosen. I embrace the iron crown, the nettle shirt, as I embraced our Lord God in the darkling wood, he of the silver hooves and flashing mane who shall be nameless. Nameless as spruce and holly which endure. Holy Saint Michael, but the ace of swords is bitter, and the grail not to be drunk but carried into shelter. The dragon, my naga, purrs, it lays its claws about the bars which will soon close around me. I stand in its breath, that fire, and read love in its eyes like crystal balls which mirror gore of the burning, pillaged cities I set free. Oh, brew me mistletoe, unveil the well, I shall lie down again with him who must be nameless, and sink my strong teeth into unhuman flesh. 2. Blessed be the holy saints, now and forever. Blessed be Margaret and Bridget. Blessed be spruce and fir. The sacred waterfall, Diana's bath, the wind which brings iron clouds. They fly out of the sea to the north. They recommend that I wear women's dress. They do not see that I am Lucifer, light-bearer. Lead and I follow, Mother, Sara La Kali, sacred Diana. I could have borne a babe to our sovereign God, but would not in this captivity. This blood on my hands and no other. But Saint George I will conquer, dragon slayer who seeks to destroy the light in this holy forest, the yellow men call Europe. 3. Where is my helmet? Battle is what I crave, shock of lance, death cry, the air filled with the jostling spirits of the dead, meat and drink, the earth enriched with brain and entrail, horses' hooves sliding, the newly fallen finding soft soggy bed on the fallen leaves. Tears are too light for this. Grail is blood, is holly, red with our sorrow as we reclaim the ground, free to lie again with the horned man. The overlords must build their edifices elsewhere. Here we stomp in our wooden shoes on the bare earth, take in our arms, boughs of the great trees, the misty fabrics of wee folk, flesh of our brethren soon to grow cold, the children, half imp who live on earth as it were hell. I hear the voice. It bids me seek no forgiveness, for none is my share. My blessing is leaden sky. The sacred blood of the children of forest shines like jewels upon it. 4. Oh, am I salamander? Do I dance or leap with pain? Can I indeed fall and falling fall out of this fire? Half charred to smolder black under blackening sky. The God is good who made the stake strong, made the chains strong. I laugh, I think I laugh, I hear peals of unholy laughter like bells. The cross was ours before you holy men, its secret there where the two sticks meet you cannot fathom. I hear the cart creak home that brought me, the driver won't even stay for this end. Leap, pirouette. Inside the grail is fire, the deep draught melted rubies, blood of the most high God whose name is Satan, and whose planet Earth I reclaim for the Bunshu, sons of men. My hair is burning and the mist is blue which cracks my brain. I am not in the flame, I am the flame. The sun pours down, the voice is a mighty roar. O little children's bones, the sword and cup are shivered into stars. And that's it. That's the entirety of Revolutionary Letters by Diane de Prima. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it.